All right, and welcome to Straight Edge Gaming. I am your host, Mr. Straight Edge, and today we are going to be talking about Resident Evil 3. And we're going to be actually kind of rating the remake of this game. I don't know if we're going to do it on a scale of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. I'm kind of leaning towards 1 to 5. But with the little bit of research I was able to do on this game, just kind of give it a little bit of backstory. Resident Evil 2 originally released on January 21st, 1998. And Resident Evil 3 originally released just over a year later on September 22nd of 1999. And again, following in the footsteps of its predecessor, even the remake was released just over a year after the Resident Evil 2 remake. The Resident Evil 2 remake was on January 25th of 2019, and I'm going to call this the Resident Evil 3 make, and that was released on April 3rd of 2020, literally 21 years after the original. And with this review, I'm actually going to be going off my experience in nightmare mode, which was honestly not too much of a nightmare. Nor was it, you know, very different. The description was that enemy placement and item placement was going to be different. That was not entirely true. In my experience, only four items were actually in different spots. And I guess when they say enemy placement, I guess they mean more enemies in certain spots, which was my experience in this. Because, just to give you an example, in the opening game, or not opening game, in the opening little section of this game, there's an alleyway you go through, and there's generally, I think, like maybe two zombies through there, maybe three. And on nightmare mode, when you go through there, there are literally seven. Seven or eight. I don't remember how many I counted the other day when I played through this. But that's, as far as enemy goes, that's the one big difference I noticed out of maybe three spots. At least three that I can remember. The next enemy spot, and this is kind of going into spoiler if you've never played it, so here's your warning right here. So when you get to the railway control center, there's a room in that building where you get the shotgun that generally there's nothing in there enemy wise. This time there's three. And again, you know, if you're not really a slouch at Resident Evil, you know, like I am, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but I've played a lot of it. But three zombies is nothing when you know what you're doing. The next and really the only other place I know of that has like a major enemy change, or at least that I can remember off the top of my head, is all the way towards the end of the game when you're inside the hospital trying to go down to the Umbrella Laboratory, because every Resident Evil has to end in a laboratory for some reason. There's a section where you have to get three fuses. And one of the fuses is guarded by two containers of enemies. And to my surprise, you know, one container, the one that usually opens first when you get closer to the fuse that you need to grab, that one opened, and it actually surprised me because there was not one enemy in that container. So I thought, okay, now it's getting different somehow. But then you turn around and then the other container opens. And then there's three zombie dogs and I want to call it a Hunter Gamma, I think is what it's called. I mean, really, when I play the game, I call it the giant goldfish, even though it's not a goldfish, but it's just a giant mutated fish. So those are the three placements that I remember that were actually different that surprised me. But now we're going to really talk about the four items that were in different locations that got me. And three of them are basically the same item, it's just different colored versions. And again, if you've played this, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's the three jewels. There's a red one, a green one, and a blue one. Those are in different locations. I don't remember off the top of my head where they are exactly. The only one I remember is in the... I can't think what it's supposed to be called, like an electronic station where you have to power the city and the railway. There's one there, but I can't remember off the top of my head where the other two are. And the only other option, not option, object, rather, I cannot talk tonight, that is in a different location is the Magnum. Now, the Magnum, this is what made me think Nightmare was going to be a problem. Because you get the Magnum literally after you meet Carlos in the subway. And I mean literally like you go up the stairs after you talk to him and Mikhail for the first time. And right there where like the green herbs and the gunpowders usually are, that's where the Magnum is. But those are the only items that actually changed in location. Nothing else changed, you know, enemy-wise or item placement-wise. The only real big challenge I had in this game was literally at the start and at the ending. Because I'm not the greatest at dodging in this game. So the first enemy literally killed me three times because they are more aggressive and faster in this mode. Which, and I'm not ashamed to say, you know, when you're not used to it, it's going to catch you off guard and then you get really good at dodging all of a sudden. But, you know, the first enemy killed me three times. And then the rest of the game, I flew through, really, because I know how this game is. And where stuff is, usually. So I had a preconceived idea of how I wanted to go about this and, like, take down enemies. But then, you get to the final nemesis battle. And, pardon my language here, but this is where all hell broke loose for me. This fight took me... And I counted it 14 tries to do. Because the problem with Nemesis's last battle on Nightmare Mode is... If he hits you once, it doesn't kill you. But it puts you in danger to where, you know, he could, you know, touch your toe and it'll kill you. Which is not that big a deal, because usually you can heal if that's the case. But I found on Nightmare Mode, if he hits you, and he'll pull his arm back after he hits you when you think you've got time to heal. You don't. He instantly hits you again, and it's just a big slap in the face, because at that point, it made me think, why would you just not hit me and kill me one time in that case? So I literally had to go back to a previous save and kind of farm the little, I'm not sure what they're called, I'm going to call them the Resident Evil point system points. To where I could buy the two defense coins. That's where I had to really rethink my strategy is at that fight. And I'll admit, those two defense coins made a world of difference. To a point that I was amazed that I got through that game without them. So, and after all this, let me think of what your guys... Let me hear what you guys have to say about this game. I really cannot talk today. Because I'm curious at what other people thought of this game. I never got to play the original. And I hate that because I've seen people play the original. And it is so much better. In a way that I can't even describe. And so, now we're going to rate this game. And the way I'm going to rate this is in two different ways because this is a remake. If you never got to play the original game like I did, I'm going to give this, I'll just go out of 5, a 3 out of 5. Because it's got some decent, you know, spots in it. It kind of reminds me of like the, you know, going towards the action-oriented Resident Evil idea that we're kind of used to now. But if you have played the original, then I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5 because the original is going to be a lot better and we all know it. So you have a higher expectation of what this game should have been. And also after this, if you know anyone wants to recommend a game that I can review or talk about, you know, let me know, because there's another one I've got in mind to review. I've not finished it yet. I'm hoping to finish it next weekend. It's called A Plague Tale: Innocence. And if you've not played this game, I would highly recommend it. I've not had one spot in this game I've been disappointed by. And just to give you an idea of what that game is, to my knowledge, history-wise, it takes place in France around the time the Black Plague starts to happen, and rats are your big enemy in this game. Along with, you know, soldiers that are called the Inquisition. And let me tell you, sometimes it's nerve-wracking to try and fight off hordes of rats and, you know, knights of France using nothing but fire and a sling. So there you have it. That was my, albeit short, review of the Resident Evil 3 remake. And possibly a hint towards being able to review A Plague Tale: Innocence if I can get it completed by next weekend. And again, let me know if you guys have a game that I can review. But at the same time, just keep in mind, if I don't have it, I can't review it. So at least make a suggestion and I'll just say, you know, hey, I got it, or don't got it, or, you know, something like that. I'll let you know. And I definitely appreciate everybody for listening to this podcast.